Sky News Centre at 7. Tax cuts and some changes to the benefits system are among announcements revealed in the Chancellor's budget detailing how our money will be spent over the next few years. Businesses worst hit by COVID, like those in retail, will get a discount on rates of up to £110,000, while claimants of Universal Credit will be able to keep more of the money they earn through work.
Nearly 2 million families will keep on average an extra £1,000 a year. Changes like this normally take effect at the start of the new tax year in April. But we want to help people right now.
Well, Labour's accused Rishi Sunak of living in a parallel universe and not doing enough to help hard-up families. There have also been changes to the way tax on alcohol is calculated to a system where costs increase with the strength of a drink. Lee Grabham owns Brew York Microbrewery and says he doesn't think the move will be felt by customers when it takes effect in 2023.
I would expect our costs will have gone up by substantially more than that over that period. And it is a benefit that is only for the very, very big pub chains.
There's been more criticism from opposition parties about a lack of commitment to tackle the climate crisis, with just days before COP26 in Glasgow, the air passenger duties being slashed on domestic flights in the UK. In other news, three children and a woman are in hospital after reportedly being hit by a car in South Lanarkshire. 10 ambulances were sent to Carluke this afternoon. There's a warning 2 months' worth of rain in just a matter of days could cause a threat to life in northern parts of England. Families around Cumbria and southwest Scotland have been told to prepare for significant flooding. And Scotland have been beaten by 4 wickets by Namibia at cricket's T20 World Cup, while Andy Murray's gone out of the Vienna Open tennis in the last 16. That's the latest. I'm Fraser Knight.
K107 News.
From Victoria Hospital to Viewforth.
This is K107 FM.
Oh, hello again. Just having a barbecue. A few sausages, burgers, that type of thing. I think it's time for a nice drink, though. Probably would have been better if I wasn't sitting in a car. In a busy street. Yeah, you're right. Once again, it's not real. But the sound you heard made you think, didn't they? Radio uses theatre of the mind to connect one-to-one with every single listener. So why not tap into and harness the power of radio advertising for your business? You can find out more by emailing sales@k107.co.uk. Now, gotta go.
I'm just flying a plane.
While on the water, on a tropical island. Yeah, that's not real either. Local radio advertising. Give it a try today.
Evolve your career at Peter Vardy Cars. Right now, our Kirkcaldy and Dalgetty Bay dealerships are busier than ever, so we've immediate vacancies for mechanics and body shop operatives, with a basic salary up to £33,000, uncapped bonus potential and overtime opportunities, plus multi-brand training, a personalised career plan and a £1,000 joining bonus paid in your first month. To find out more, just text Peter to 66777 or visit petervardy.com/careers now.
From Ravenscraig Castle to Raith Estate.
This is K107 FM.
Yeah, and it's time for a three in a row. I'm going to do it a little bit early so I'll have time to speak to Jules shortly. So the first one is Iron Maiden with Bring Your Daughter to the Slaughter.
Getting close to midnight, and all the bits are still in town. True love and lipstick on your linen, bite the pillow, make no sound. If there's some
to Temple Hall.
This is K107 FM.
People across Fife are helping to fight the climate emergency. You can help too by taking the pledge with the Big Five for Fife to do one or more of these five actions. Switching to a 100% renewable energy supplier. Cooking plant-based meals for two meals a week. Cycling for one regular local journey each week. Not buying new clothes for 3 months. Or joining a local group taking climate action. Are you up for the challenge? Find out more and take the pledge now at climateactionfife.org.uk.
Evolve your career at Peter Vardy Cars. Right now, our Kirkcaldy and Dalgetty Bay dealerships are busier than ever, so we've immediate vacancies for mechanics and body shop operatives, with a basic salary up to £33,000, uncapped bonus potential and overtime opportunities, plus multi-brand training, a personalised career plan and a £1,000 joining bonus paid in your first month. To find out more, just text Peter to 66777 or visit petervardy.com/careers now.
From Starks Park to Smeaton.
This is K107 FM.
Well, we've got Jules from the great band Gunn on the line. Jules, are you there?
I'm there. Hi, Letty. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm just relaxing. Just finished a wee rehearsal, so I'm just going to... have some tea after I speak to you.
Yeah, and I know you want to watch the football after. Listen, we're here to talk about the Breakout Festival. How did you become a part of the Breakout Festival?
Well, I think it was down to a manager. You know, we were our manager Brendan, we were kind of a couple of years back, you know, we did an acoustic show at the Girvan Harbour Arts Centre, and it was really well received, and you know, we got a buzz out of that, you know, and because of that, you know, and things obviously locked down and the whole shebang, you know, we thought we would put an acoustic album together, and record an acoustic record, and then maybe do some shows around it. I mean, an acoustic record isn't quite ready, so we're just at the mixing stages, but we were just thinking about putting some shows around it, and Brendan was kind of looking at places and stuff when he got in touch with the Breakout, you know, and Sticks, and they just offered us a show to do, you know, so we thought, yeah, we would love to do it, because we really enjoyed the one that we'd done and given a few years back. It was fantastic. We had great fun, and it was just great to let the fans and people and friends see how the songs were written, and how they were, you know, when they broke down, you know, like simple guitar chords and melody, you know. So, that's how the gig came about, you know, and we're so looking forward to it.
Yeah, so on Friday the 29th of October, it sticks here in Kirkcaldy. All the Gunners and the Gunettes will be attending this venue. And apart from the acoustic, I know it's like a question and answer as well. You're going to be chatting to people?
Well, it's open to that, you know, and if anyone wants to ask us any questions and stuff like that, or, you know, or talk about the songs, or talk about tune, or talk about, you know, just our kind of career, then feel free to ask, you know.
Yeah.
It's that kind of night, you know.
And just enjoy the music.
And we'll obviously perform a wee, you know, a wee gun set of all the kind of singles and the popular tracks that we play live, you know. So, we're really looking forward to it.
Now, the main reason for the Breakout Festival is to raise funds for NHS Scotland. I mean, so apart from a great evening, it's also for a great cause.
Absolutely, 100%. You know, first and foremost, you know, it's for to try and raise as much as we can for the NHS, you know, because, you know, this it's the way the world is just now, and the way... You know, the way, you know, what's happening, you know.
How have you yourself been coping with the lockdown and all this, Karen? Have you guys been coping, just obviously the gigs and that being cancelled and things?
Well, every one of us got COVID apart from Tommy, our guitar player.
Oh, for goodness
sake. So Dante got it, Paul got it, Andy got it, I got it.
Dear.
Brendan, our manager, and Liam, our studio op, you know, and the studio, he got it as well, you know, and So that kind of set us back, you know.
For
recording and stuff like that, you know, because, you know, we just had to all isolate, you know, and we all got it at different times. So that meant we couldn't all just, we kept on delaying or interstitial
delaying. Yeah, thank goodness for technology and internet. I think most things are online and WhatsApp and video chat and things. And one note, I was actually reading about you guys. You got inducted to the Barrowlands Hall of Fame, which is great.
That's right, you know. Barrowlands is just a stone throw away from where I was brought up, you know, where Dante and I was brought up. And
yeah.
I've seen many, many bands. It's probably, you know, it is my favourite gig.
Yeah, it's a great venue.
Years and years, you know. And I think I remember the first time we ever played it was February 17th, 1989.
My goodness.
It was the first time we had ever played Barrowlands. To get awarded the Hall of Fame, you know, to be brought into the Hall of Fame, it was just mind blowing. It was absolutely over the moon about that.
Well, I was actually going to ask, what was one of the first gigs you saw at the Barrowlands?
What was one of the first bands I saw at the Barrowlands?
Yeah.
Was that your question?
Yeah, what's the first, one of the bands that you saw yourself when you were younger?
Oh, God, I've seen many bands, but the first band probably, I think Big Country was bands that I saw, you know. But, God, I've seen so many bands there. But the ones that stand out for me, I saw Big Country play there, you know, I think it was New Year's Eve, and wow. God, I was back in the 80s, and I just thought it was just incredible, you know. But, you know, and that really stuck in my mind, that gig, you know, and they were a great band, you know. But you know, I saw like umpteen bands from Rage Against the Machine to Bowie's Tin Machine to NXS to, you know.
How awesome is that to grow up and like go to the gigs at the Barrowlands and see Big Country, and then next year at the Big Breakout Festival, they're headlining with you at the actual main festival next year for Breakout, I think on May 2022. And that's so great. Now, listen, before I let you go to watch the football and what have you, you guys are starting your tour, the Backstreet Brothers tour.
That's right. So the dates are, well, I don't know, I'm terrible with dates and stuff. But it's that'll be soon, you know, and we're really looking forward to it. We haven't been playing, God, you know, we did our first gig at Stone Dead Festival a good few weeks ago, about a month ago, you know, which was amazing. It was just great to get up there. We're just so looking forward to getting back out playing again for the fans and friends and partners, and, you know, just making it. As best as we can.
I know Kirkcaldy's buzzing to see you on Friday. People here are, it's just great that you're coming to Kirkcaldy. I know that you're starting your tour. I'm just reading it for you. On the 12th of November, you will be kicking off at Treacle Bay at Rockstock. That's a great festival. Listen, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to play your track, Steal Your Fire. Thank you so much for calling to the show, and good luck with the tour. And I'll hopefully see you Friday. Looking forward to that. Thank you, Jules. Thank you.
100%. I'll see you later. And thanks for bringing me on your show. And we'll catch up soon. I'll see you in Friday, okay?
Jules, before you go, there's a message just popped into in the studio. Sorry, Archie Dixon from Glasgow, the band, said, ask Jules if he had a good night at the Cat House watching him.
Oh, it was a fantastic night. It was a great night. You know, it was great to hear.
He just come up.
Paul, our drummer, you know, he used to be in the band and stuff, you know, but we went along, and my friend Peter is a singer,
yes,
you know,
Galen,
we played in the band together, so it was great. It was absolutely brilliant. Archie
just messaged me because I told him you were coming on the show. He's like, asked him if he enjoyed his song.
It was great fun. It was really good. I really enjoyed it.
Listen, I'll let you enjoy the rest of your evening. Thank you, Jules. You take care. Thank you,
Neil.
Bye. Thank you.
Nothing comes to you.
Ah, the excellent gun there with Steel at Your Fire. It's so nice of Jules to call into the show. So honoured. It's just so nice. You listen to these guys playing and finally they come on your show. It's like I'm smiling from ear to ear. Now remember, the Kirkcaldy on this Friday, 20th of October, at Sticks in Kirkcaldy, and it's for a good cause. It's for NHS Scotland, and Dante and Jules will be at Sticks. And as he says, it's these acoustic set and you could talk to them and hopefully maybe even get a picture. And it should be a great night. Okay, Brendan, this next one is for you.
From the townhouse to Temple Hall.
This is K107 FM.
People across Fife are helping to fight the climate emergency. You can help too by taking the pledge with the Big Five for Fife to do one or more of these five actions. Switching to a 100% renewable energy supplier. Cooking plant-based meals for two meals a week. Cycling for one regular local journey each week. Not buying new clothes for 3 months. Or joining a local group taking climate action. Are you up for the challenge? Find out more and take the pledge now at climateactionfife.org.uk.
Evolve your career at Peter Vardy Cars. Right now, our Kirkcaldy and Dalgetty Bay dealerships are busier than ever, so we've immediate vacancies for mechanics and body shop operatives, with a basic salary up to £33,000, uncapped bonus potential and overtime opportunities, plus multi-brand training, a personalised career plan and a £1,000 joining bonus paid in your first month. To find out more, just text Peter to 66777 or visit petervardy.com/careers now.
This is K107 FM. Halloween. On air, online, and on your smart speaker. Alexa.
Hello.
Play K107.
This is K107 FM.
For the best and fresh local artisan produce, visit Kirkcaldy's bustling and vibrant street market every Friday. You'll find cakes, crepes, cheeses, donuts, fresh fruit and veg, a fishmonger, freshly roasted coffee, jams, pickles and home bakes, alongside locally harvested honey and many varieties of homemade bread, all from local traders and all in one place at the same time. Artisan Fridays, every Friday on Kirkcaldy High Street from 9 till 5 p.m.
When it comes to selling your home, no one knows the local market better than Fife Properties. Here's what Colin Davidson said about selling in London Links.
Fife Properties, I found, offered five-star service. This company continues to surpass expectations. The standard of service, attention to detail, and passion for the customer I found was exceptional. Don't go anywhere else to buy or sell a house.
Fife Properties. Helping you manage life as it happens.
Now we're out and about more, it's more important than ever to take your two COVID lateral flow tests every week, even when vaccinated. That's because testing regularly helps find the virus, stopping it before it spreads. Regular testing is easy when you get into the habit of it, but if you need to leave yourself a wee reminder, that's okay too. And don't forget to record your test afterwards, whatever the result. Safer choices make a difference. To get your free lateral flow test kits, go to nhsinform.scot/testing.
From Starks Park to Smeaton.
This is K107 FM.
Drinking of whiskey to make it alright.
Yeah, how much fun am I having playing all this music, I'll tell you. I always need 8 o'clock, my goodness. Anyway, I need to play this next song for Claire and Mimi, and this is Burnt Out Wreck with Just a Dog. Happy birthday to Claire. Hope you had a great birthday. Now, this next track is dedicated to all the AC/DC family around the world. And speaking of around the world, I have a new listener from the Netherlands, Migred and Eric. Thank you so much for sharing my Let It Rock UK post and for tuning in. I do believe you're friends of Gerard and Heather, so that's so nice that you've joined us. I don't know what time it is over there. I'm not sure. I don't think it's much of a difference. But anyway, thank you and welcome to the Lighty Rock Show. This next track always goes out to Brian and Davey and Dee and Glenn and Brendan, Pat and Carl, everyone that's listening, all the ACDC family, and it's Night Prowler.
Night Prowler. moon in the sky. You hear a dog bark in the distance. You hear someone's baby cry.
Jazzmat. That was Nightcrawler, that's AC/DC, and the legend Bon Scott. Now, Eric, you have just messaged me, and I gave you and Margaret a shout-out from the over in the Netherlands, and you were just finishing work, so you've missed most of my show. You will catch the Listen Again link, which I shall post later. So thank you for joining me, and thank you for messaging me. Now, Brian, you're still on holiday. You're always on holiday. This is Wasp. Scream until you like it.
Come on in.
Scream until you like it. You'll all be doing that at the weekend. Anyway, time for me to say bye-bye. Thanks so much to Jules for joining me. Jules from Gunn, there we go. Great band. I still can't believe he came on the show. So kind of him. Everyone have a great Halloween. I'll probably post a picture of the weekend. I don't know what I've decided to dress as yet. I don't know. And as I said earlier, I shall post the Listen Again link. And a big shout out to When Rivers Meet. I saw them on Sunday. They were supporting King King, and it was so great to see them live on stage. It was just awesome. King King were awesome. So When Rivers Meet, they were awesome, and they had so much fun. I'm going to finish the track with When Rivers Meet, and I will be putting the videos and the pictures up hopefully tomorrow, get around to that. So as always, guys, keep rocking. Have a happy Halloween.
Yeah. online at k107.co.uk and on air at 107 FM. This is K107 News.
From the